I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. When Jean-Baptiste Lamy arrived in New Mexico in the mid-19th century, one of his great ambitions as the newly appointed head of the Archdiocese of Santa Fe was to build a grand stone cathedral influenced by the churches of his native France. So Lamy brought to Santa Fe in 1879 a group of Italian stonemasons, and among them was Carlo Digneo and his family. With me, to offer a fresh perspective on a familiar local landmark, is Carlo's great-granddaughter, Santa Fe resident Adrian Digneo. Adrian, thank you so much for coming in.
You're welcome.
So, your great-grandfather had already immigrated to America when he received the call to go to Santa Fe.
Right. His brother Gennaro and Gaetano Palladino had come over before him. And they all came through Baltimore. And so there are structures in Baltimore built by the Digneos.
After the cathedral was completed, they, of course, stayed on in Santa Fe and continued working as stonemasons.
Yes, and built many important structures in Santa Fe and New Mexico and Albuquerque.
Right. Even one here on the campus of the University of New Mexico.
Right, Hodgkin Hall.
Hodgkin Hall. Does the family history include any stories of how the Digneos were welcomed in Santa Fe?
Well, people to this day don't know that there were any Italian immigrants in Santa Fe. And there was this huge community. I think they were very welcomed. And at least in my mother's old neighborhood, in Carlos, that neighborhood there on South Capitol, consisted of Spanish, Italian, and Lebanese.
So there was already an Italian community there.
They really established it, but it just flourished.
For those of us who don't necessarily know exactly what stonemasonry is, what were Carlo's responsibilities in the building of what we now know as the Cathedral of St. Francis?
What I'm thinking about right away is the altar, which he built out of marble from Cerrillos. And that was later demolished in the 60s.
Yes.
But he, you know, they really built the whole thing, you know, the stone and everything. And then they had to do some remodeling on the front several years ago, and they found, I guess he had engraved his name somewhere inside the church. He wrote Carlo. So the Palladinos, the Bardinellis, and the Digneos were really responsible for all the masonry work.
And I'm assuming that there were not any stonemasons in Santa Fe before Carlo and these other families arrived.
They were the first Italians. You know, the French came before that. Lamy commissioned them first, but something happened. I'm not sure what it was, if it had to do with money or what it was, but it didn't work out. And they really were, as far as I know, the first stonemasons that immigrated here.
And as far as you know, Adrian, from family history, was Carlo's experience working on the cathedral a satisfying one?
Oh, I think it was. I really do. They were very bonded, all these families. And then they went on to build their homes together in Santa Fe and lived, really, they were all together until the early 80s. So we're talking 100 years in that block.
And descendants of all of those families are still living in Santa Fe?
Yes, there are many.
The story of the building of the cathedral, is that an important part of the Digneo family history?
Yes, absolutely.
And how are those stories passed down, or are there stories?
Well, I'm not sure how well they are being passed down, because so many people in Santa Fe still don't know the history and are very surprised. But there is a plaque as you go in now, and the Sons of Italy put that up in 05, and it says they lauded the Digneo, Bardinelli, Palladino, and the Napoleone families for the cathedral. So finally, there's some recognition when you walk in. Yeah, that's always the big story.
You, Adrian, did not grow up in Santa Fe. You would spend some summers there. You grew up in a small town in Nebraska.
Right.
But did you know while you were growing up about your great-grandfather's experience building in Santa Fe?
I did. I would come here in the summers with my mother from Nebraska, and I was always taught that from day one about the cathedral. I was shown the other structures, the buildings in the neighborhood. And I guess especially I noticed the close-knit community between all these different, you know, the Lebanese and Italian, Spanish. It was just a very tight community.
Well, obviously, there was a sense of pride in the family that the cathedral was built by ancestors.
Yes.
When you go into that cathedral today, you've been back in Santa Fe now, living here for about 7 years. I'm assuming you see it differently than the rest of us do when we go in there.
Yeah, you're right. Many times I approach it in the daytime or in the evening, and the light is just exquisite, and I see all the tourists crowded around, and I'm kind of standing back looking at it, I guess, in wonder and pride. And on the outside of the door, there is a bronze carving of a stonemason representing these families. So that's the first thing. And then when I go in and see the Sons of Italy plaque, many times it's hidden behind racks of cards, so I politely scoot them over. And then I go in and I see where, you know, the altar used to be. You know, all my family, all their funerals were there. So I've been in there many times. I've given eulogies. You know, I still feel the stories of generations there. So I feel pretty rooted, actually, when I am there. You know, going in there since I was little, I do have that comfort of the decades. And the other thing is that I know that all the archbishops that are buried there, they were buried by Carlo and then my grandfather.
Wow. I'm getting the sense from you that you are taking it upon yourself to keep this family history alive. Am I correct?
I guess you are correct.
And why? Why is that important?
Well, when I moved back, I thought, you know, this is not a story that's being told. You know, I wanted to tell people. I wanted to tell the story of how the Italians came here and also the Lebanese and the Jews in New Mexico. And, you know, it was this huge, diverse community. And it seemed very important to me to tell that story. And then as I delved into things, when my Uncle Ralph died, who was my mother's brother, there were articles, there were things on the internet. So I've kind of put all these things together to make a story. So it's just little slivers here and there from different people.
And when you tell the story, which you have in several lectures you've given in the area, what kind of responses do you get from the people who come?
Oh, it's fabulous. It just really bowls me over, actually. People come up to me afterwards and they thank me. They say that we've never known this, you know. And then when I do the tour of the old neighborhood, that really cements it for people, I think. I say, there's a lot of depth here.
If you could say something to people who are going to be walking in to the cathedral during this holiday season and tell them to look at something that maybe would be evocative of what your family members created there in the cathedral, what would you say that they should look at?
Step back from the cathedral outside. Don't stand in right in front. Go across the street or down the block by La Fonda and just see how it, the magnificence of it, the grandeur, I guess. And then when you walk in, just the vastness of it. And yet there is a coziness to it also, just with the architecture and the altar.
Adrian Digneo is the great-granddaughter of one of the Italian-born stonemasons Bishop Lamy brought to Santa Fe in the late 19th century to build the Cathedral of St. Francis. Adrian, thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, you're welcome.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.